This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. There are many things in Donald Trump's tax proposal that can impact farmers and small business, some of which I believe were purposefully left out of their short page framework for tax reform, because there is devil in the details. Farm groups have been lobbying for a long time to eliminate the death tax, and the president listens well to those kinds of things. Very few farms are subject, given the exemptions to the estate tax. Many have used estate planning to protect their assets, minimizing, if not eliminating, exposure to the estate tax. Yet the NCBA and Farm Bureau lead farm organizations in lobbying for killing the estate tax in entirety. Some argue that this is double taxing income that there has been tax paid on. I've never entirely bought that argument. I've inherited farmland that my grandfather bought for $300 an acre that is worth easily $10,000 an acre today. While we do pay property taxes to run the local schools, there's been no income tax on that wealth. We pay taxes on the income the farm generates, but not on the farm value appreciation. It is even more so the case with stocks, where it is possible to accumulate huge wealth that is never taxed. The way this wealth is typically exposed to taxation is through capital gains taxation. The beauty and benefit of having an estate tax that virtually no one pays is that there has been accompanying stepped-up basis on capital gains. Upon death, land is revalued to the heirs and the basis for the capital gains liability is stepped up to the new valuation. Our home farm capital gains basis has been stepped up to $7,000 an acre upon the deaths of my grandfather and father. If the estate tax is eliminated and the stepped-up basis went with it, the exposure to capital gains would far exceed the liability from the estate tax for most everyone. When I die, the basis would be stepped up to near $10,000 an acre. The government would probably collect more in capital gains taxes than it did in death taxes. You have to transfer the property to generate a capital gains liability, but it happens. Those that think it will never happen are naive. The elimination of the death tax is one of those things that you need to be careful of what you wish for, and I find that those that favor its elimination tend to leave out the rest of the story. In one version of Trump's tax plan, while ending the estate tax, they've increased the liability to capital gains taxation by dropping the stepped-up basis while exempting the capital gain liability, much as they do the estate tax. It is too early to celebrate the end of the estate tax. We need to judge the impact of this when the whole plan is revealed. What they came with now is just a trailer designed to attract you to the movie. One other feature of Donald Trump's tax framework that was purposefully left in for public consumption was the loss of the deduction for payment of other taxes, state and property taxes. While it was discussed how this would most directly impact people with property living in big cities, it would also very much impact farmers living in Nebraska, for example, paying oversized property taxes on farmland. It would hit farmers in general who pay state and property taxes. This is not something that they acted like was negotiable. There were saying that the inability to deduct taxes would hit Hillary blue states hardest, but hey, farmers voted for Trump, and the inability of farmers who as a group strongly voted for Trump to deduct property taxes will dilute whatever benefit they get in a tax cut greatly. Overall, the loss of this tax deduction is worth $1 trillion over a decade, which is how they'll help pay for the overall tax cut. They're looking for these tax offsets, which are what their House American Health Care Act was all about. They picked up about $900 billion in tax offset in their House health care bill. Creighton University Ernie Goss points out that while net farm income has declined, property tax valuations have gone up. Assessed farmland valuation for the 10-state rural Main Street Index rose 11.4% between 2013 and 2014. The valuation and impact vary state to state, but suffice it to say, losing the deductibility of farm property taxes will hit farmers particularly hard. This actually fits with what I've been saying all along. Many Trump supporters say that, oh, he'll not hurt farmers, and he may not mean to, but when farmers get between what he wants, his new trade agreements, the elimination of property tax deductions, I'm not convinced that the potential to harm farmers will stay his hand, particularly when he can give payback to California and New York liberals. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.